بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith through action. Sunday, the 5th of Ramadan, 1394, the 22nd of September, 1974. God chose the people best prepared for His most important mission. If you look amongst yourselves, you will see that one of you looks more determined in appearance, stronger in physique, and more healthy looking in complexion. His hand is stronger, his arms are more powerful, his chest is broader. You'd ask that guy to help you carry a heavy load. You'd choose him for this task, and he'd probably rush to help too. So, if he was chosen, if he could undertake this task, meaning if he wanted to do it, because he definitely could do it, if he decided that he would carry this load, then he would stand out from his peers. You would say, poor guy, no one else could do it, so we didn't ask them. Instead, we asked you. When Allah chose the nation of Islam or the Israelites, it was in this sense. At their own time, the Israelites and the Muslims were the most able people to bear the responsibility of the divine mission of leading and guiding mankind. This is why Allah entrusted them with this mission. Did they bear it faithfully or not? If they did, they would have carried this trust to its destination, and they would have been the best and most worthy of the Muslims. But if they didn't, then what? If they didn't, then they are in the same situation as the Israelites, who did not fulfill the trust that Allah placed in them. So they were struck with abasement and poverty, and they earned God's wrath. The Quran, Surah 2, verse 61. This is in this world, and their refuge is hell. This is in the hereafter.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
He chose you to bear this responsibility and has not placed for you any obstacle in the religion. He has not created any difficulty or hardship in the religion for you. This responsibility is not excessively burdensome. Being chosen is not a punishment. You are capable of bearing this duty. The faith of your father, Ibrahim. This is the same faith as that of Ibrahim. He named you Muslims before and now. This refers to Ibrahim's supplication in Surah Baqarah, and from our progeny a nation submissive to you. The Quran, Surah 2, verse 128. So God is saying that He gave them this name before and also now. Why? For what reason? In order that you do what? So that the apostle may be a witness to you, and that you may be witnesses to mankind. So that the prophet will be responsible for you, and you will be responsible for mankind. So that the prophet watches over you and witnesses what you do, and so that you will watch over mankind and witness what they do.
You've done.